lovely thing. It's very hot.
That is great. That is a great turkey. Who's going to carve it?
Oh, all right. Well,
I carried it. I am exhausticated.
Andy, you're actually sort of halfway through your station.
Isn't it wonderful?
This is very good.
It is good.
As the man who retired from the hotel industry and did it a big favour.
I didn't know you did that.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Keep quiet. It all comes out at Christmas time.
This is very good.
Excellent stuff.
Very good indeed.
What sort of year have you had then?
A very good year and a very interesting year. And a year full of surprises, like our new Friday night programme.
Right.
Which has been full of a lot of surprises to a lot of poor sportsmen.
It's been interesting. I think it's a programme that more than any other has actually featured sport. I mean, a lot of the guys talk about sport, but you've really gone to town and featured it quite heavily on the programme.
A very brief story was that up until about the middle of November, everybody who had appeared on the programme, who was playing a game, whatever it was the next day, they came on the programme on a Friday night, did the interview with me, went out the next day and lost. And thank you to Kevin Keegan, who went out with England and won and got us to the World Cup, because up until then, everybody I've spoken to went out the next day and lost. And me and my producer, Jeff Griffin, were getting very worried about it.
Listen, Andy, taste the wine, will you?
The vino.
Do us a favour.
The vino.
Let's try it out.